the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is Q105-606. Hey, you know what I thought of? This is totally geeked out, Frog. You're going to love this. This is a totally geeked out statement. The microphone that I'm using right here, this is the exact same microphone. I bring my own mic in. I'm not talking into this spit rocket. You know, the one, the community mic. I'm not talking into that.
Being like the rest of us are?
Listen, even before COVID. Hey, Froggy. MJ Morning Show, Q105, MJ Froggy, Fester and Roxanne, 626. Dave the Dwarf is supposed to join us later this morning. I'm going to let him sleep a little bit. Dave the Dwarf is in the hospital, or as the British say, he's in the hospital. You ever notice? They don't say in the hospital. It's the British. It's he's in hospital. In hospital.
He's in hospital.
So Dave the Dwarf, I just sent Roxanne a picture of Dave in his hospital bed with all kinds of tubes and stuff hooked up to him. And I said, hey, Roxanne, get ready to put this up on the website. Roxanne's like, you really want me to put this on the web? I'm like, yes.
What, you never seen a sick midget?
Yeah. I haven't hit publish yet. I'm kind of scared to.
She was horrified by the picture for a second.
All right, well, don't do it yet. We'll do it later on. So that'll be the big reveal later.
Like this is violation of HIPAA law.
No, he gave me permission. It's not. No, Dave the Dwarf had the picture taken. It's Dave the Dwarf's phone. Dave the Dwarf sent me the picture of him in the hospital bed. And he gave me permission to post it. We're going to have Dave the Dwarf on, I think, maybe between 8:30 and 9, somewhere in that vicinity. We'll see where we can squeeze him in. But the Dwarf, he has another case of congestive heart failure. A lot of folks are asking, hey, where's Dave the Dwarf? Well, we were going to have him on last week, and we just got all jammed up. And I was like, all right, we'll have Dave the Dwarf on this week. And then he sends me this text yesterday. He's in the hospital with congestive heart failure. And Roxanne's afraid to put the picture of Dave the Dwarf at his hospital bed on our website.
He does not look well.
Yeah, it's a mildly disturbing picture of a little dwarf in a hospital bed.
It's not disturbing. He just has some hoses stuck in him.
We'll have Dave on. Dave will be okay. He's like the Energizer battery dwarf. I mean, you can't kill this guy. You can't. And he likes to tout that he thinks, he believes, and we ought to research this because this could be a Guinness Book of World Records thing. Dave the Dwarf believes that he is the oldest living dwarf on the planet with his type of dwarfism. And I don't think he knows what his type
of dwarfism is. I'm pretty sure he just made that up one day.
Well, just remember for years, when he was on the MJ Morning Show in the original incarnation, he always told us, yeah, he was an achondroplastic dwarf. And then toward the end of the show, he's like, hey, man, I found out I'm not an achondroplastic dwarf. If you're a dwarf, shouldn't you probably know what kind of dwarf you are?
Especially if you're a kind of plastic one.
there are different types of dwarves. So you got Sleepy and you got
Dopey
and all that. And you got Dave. All right, so we'll have Dave on later on. Hey, Roxanne, it's okay.
There are a lot of types of dwarves.
I know.
I just pulled up the list.
How many different dwarf types are there?
30.
That's it. Right,
read some of the dwarf types.
Schmid.
What?
I love a Schmid dwarf.
A Schnitt dwarf.
That's cool.
Turner syndrome. Yeah. Niest dysplasia.
Right.
Langer mesomelic. Dysplasia.
I got Langer mesomelia.
Mikuskic?
I don't want to go through.
Mercrio?
How long are we going to do this, guys?
Is she pronouncing this correctly?
I think you're butchering every single one of those, Roxanne. All right, 6:29, it's the MJ Morning Show. Grand Theft Auto. And see if you know where I'm headed. Fester, we had the story yesterday. We just didn't get around to it. I laughed. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at this because this kid's a delinquent that's going to end up probably in prison for the rest of his life at some point. But, Froggy, the question is, and Fester, feel free to jump in and tell me what the story is. Froggy, in Grand Theft Auto, is it possible to steal a big yellow school bus?
Oh, my God, absolutely. Yeah, you can steal all kinds of buses.
But are like a school bus. You can steal a school bus in Grand Theft Auto?
You can steal a city bus. You can steal a school bus.
What about
you can steal a train.
What about Taco Bus?
You can steal a Taco Bus. They have like a juice truck you can steal.
Man, hey, Taco Bus. I got a comment for Taco Bus. Why the heck is the Gandy South Tampa location closed? Is it just COVID?
Probably.
Yeah, Michelle and I, you know, head down. We don't want to go to the original Hillsborough location for Taco Bus. There's that one they opened up in South Tampa, right on Gandy, and it's closed.
Look, a lot of small restaurants are closing right now.
I know, I get it, but I want to spend my money at the taco bus on Gandy in South Tampa. All right, so in Grand Theft Auto, you can have you ever stolen a school bus, bro?
Yes, absolutely. All right. I believe my five-year-old kid is that. Probably stolen one as well.
Okay, so that's the kind of problem that we're talking about, Froggy. A five-year-old stealing a bus.
Yeah.
What happens when he's 11?
Yeah, and that's the question, and I was going to bring that up because...
He's going to be awesome.
Froggy, that is not good parenting to allow your five-year-old to play Grand Theft Auto where you get to punch hookers and
that's the only way I got him to stop crying.
That is the pacifier in Froggy's house. That's how screwed up Froggy's house is. To get the kid to stop crying, okay, you can play Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. He cheered right up. He was like, okay, punch.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 11-year-old juvenile was taken into custody Sunday. Why? He led cops on a 13-mile chase. He stole a school bus off the street. 11 years old. They said that he couldn't even reach the pedals. He was standing up while he was driving.
How about the width of the wheel alone? He couldn't even reach. Those things are so huge.
The bus was owned privately, but it was subcontracted to some Progress Head Start program.
Ew.
Kid stole the bus, crashed it into vehicles. At least three cars were hit. Finally ended up smashing a gas line and a tree.
Whoa.
And this is like total Grand Theft Auto. On top of stealing the bus, he was flipping off the police officers as he was driving by. This 11-year-old kid, this juvenile delinquent, is flipping off the cops, 11 years old.
All right, this kid's going to be an issue.
He's a really good driver. I don't know that I can drive a school bus at top speed and hit...
Standing up?
Three cars. Yeah, seriously. For 11 years old, sign this kid up for NASCAR.
Anyway, this kid was booked into juvie. And this kid is...
11?
I love this. The bus had no keys, no ignition. All it had was a push-button start. So
sweet bus.
Like a golf cart.
Get into the bus and just push the button and it starts the bus up. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's 13-mile chase.
13 miles. 11 years old.
Kid's got skills.
This kid is going to end up, I'm telling you, this kid's on his way to being an adult defender and probably spending 20, 30 years, maybe a lifer.
Or a professional F1 driver. And you never know.
They didn't release the name of the kid. And listen, if you're 11 years old, you steal a school bus, I'm sorry, release the damn kid's name. Bottom line.
Put him in go-kart racing.
Roxanne's got an issue with a neighbor. Big neighbor issue. Roxanne, we'll get to it next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Just got an email from our parody guy, Mark. He's going to have the... we were joking around. I just came up... Remember, what was it? Our first couple of days on the air, we were talking about the Rays and Rosarena. And I just immediately thought of Macarena, a Rosarena. And I started...
You didn't think of that.
What?
You didn't think of that.
I started singing it.
I did.
Ooh, no, I don't. Whoa, hang on.
We can check this.
Let's Froggy. I thought of that.
I said
what you're
going
to have to realize is that when it comes down to it, MJ did it, said it, and thought about it first. Okay?
Yeah, by virtue of MJ.
Come on,
thinking,
how new are you?
Yeah, seriously. Roxanne proving again she has no idea how this show works.
I give credit where credit is due.
Okay, well, it was me.
And you're taking credit for the Macarena, MJ. Brilliant.
I started singing it. Listen, it was our first week, and maybe I'm a little clouded. But we're supposed to have our parody of Macarena, a Rosarena, possibly around 8:30, 8:45 this morning.
Let's hear how good this parody is before you lay claim to it. You might want to blame it on Roxanne after all.
That could be true, but I just figured out how your brain works.
No, you did it.
Yes, I did. If you like something, you did it.
No, I sang the song, the Macarena, to a Rosarena.
I did.
Oh, this is getting...
And the reason I remember is because I was like, okay, how can I make this interesting? All right, I'm just going to come hard. I have a terrible singing voice, but I'm just going to sing it as loud as I can. And then you guys react. That's what happened in my brain, and you guys reacted to it.
We had a lot of stuff going on, so maybe I conflated. I apologize, Roxanne.
Man, you can't pull that on her.
Holy crap. I feel like I'm dealing with my wife over here. My God.
You got an awful parody idea that you stole from Roxanne. You might want to rethink that there, Slick.
All right. So, Roxanne, is this going to be a problem if we neighbor shame your neighbor?
Well,
did you know we were going to talk about this on the show?
I just casually mentioned it to Fester as an observation. I wasn't ripping on someone.
I overheard this. And are you close with your neighbor? Not anymore. Is there any chance your neighbor is going to be listening to the program?
Usually this neighbor I think of, I see her later in the evening. Okay. So hopefully she's not up yet.
What, she's nocturnal? It's like
she's
a raccoon?
Like she's a bat.
Does she look like a raccoon?
Well, when you find out why... let's get into it.
Roxanne is neighbor shaming. And what is the observation you made on your neighbor?
The casual observation I made is that she wears the same shirt every single time I happen to see her.
And this is since the pandemic, though?
Yes, it's just since the pandemic. And it's a yellow shirt, back to seeing her at night. Maybe it is a nocturnal. What,
Charlie Brown?
Does it have a black zigzag on it?
How old is your neighbor?
I don't know.
Is she young?
I'm not good at guessing.
Is she young or old?
How old's your neighbor?
Probably 40s.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, she's...
Oh, then it's okay.
So
that's okay to wear the same shirt for 300 days in a row.
This has happened during the pandemic.
It has. It's just a pandemic thing. And I've been like, oh my gosh, here she is in her uniform. In my head, I'm like, oh, here she comes. She's in her uniform again.
When we were locked up in the brownstone in New York during the pandemic, I mean, why'd I have to change clothes? I'm being honest here. I wore the same pair of gym shorts and t-shirt for like a week straight. Before I changed, I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't sweating. It still smelled like laundry fresh.
That's okay because you're in your house. You're not going anywhere. And we've all developed these pandemic habits. Yeah. But when you get out into society, you need to break them.
I'm still trying to drop the crack.
Yeah, honestly, I still go to Walmart in my pajamas. I don't care about any of it.
So I wear khaki shorts. I've got, 26 pairs of khaki shorts. Mm-hmm. So I've got the same type of shorts I like to wear. And I've got like 6 shirts. So you'll see me rotate.
You will not see me in the same outfit more than 3 times a year.
A year?
Whoa.
You're going to say a week.
Whoa, what?
Yes.
Hang on. Say that again.
I have my early fall wardrobe, my later fall wardrobe. You won't see me in the same outfit more than 3 times during the year.
You have over 100 different outfits?
Yes.
I've seen you in those pants twice already.
I didn't say that they're going to be different. These pants are some of my favorite pants, but I don't wear different shirts with them.
Mix and matching.
Yes. It's not that I buy a lot of clothes. I just kind of am always the same size for a long time. So it's like clothes I've had for 20 years.
I'm the same size for a long time, too. I've been a 4X since 2008.
Fester shirts, it looks like casino carpeting. Have you noticed that? It does. It looks like a crazy pattern, like in the Hard Rock carpet scheme that Fester cut out and made a shirt out of it.
I'd love to get my hands on some carpet.
6:48, it's the MJ Morning Show. Hey, Froggy, folks were contacting me. They thought you had a brain aneurysm. Do you know why?
What do you mean?
This isn't funny.
No, Froggy. No,
me?
Seriously, yeah. Folks were contacting me thinking you had a brain aneurysm. Hold on, we'll explain next. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You know, as I touch the computer screen in here, and the main computer screen, which controls all the music, controls the commercials, our sound effects, and everything, what story did we do yesterday that has me wondering about this damn touch screen? And I'm concerned because I don't know how to clean the thing. What item did we do yesterday, guys?
Oh, my gosh. We talk about 1,000 things every day.
Come on. Guys.
How long it stays.
Yes. We talked about that new Australian research that showed that the coronavirus could stay on money like currency. Because some countries have the plastic bills.
For 4 weeks.
Right. So not as much, I don't think, paper money, but some countries, you've traveled internationally.
Sure.
And some countries have the plasticky or polymer-like banknote. You've seen those.
And it sinks into that and stays longer.
Well, it doesn't. The point is it doesn't sink in. It stays on the surface. But the other story is that computer touchscreens and the deal with currency and hard surfaces, they're saying that this damn coronavirus is so robust, it can live, 28 days?
I saw 28 days.
That's like a nightmare. What is that? 28 days.
Let your fingernails grow long because I only touch screens. If I don't have a wipe with me, then I'll just do like the ATM with my fingernail.
Can you imagine? Seriously, listen to this. So we have a touchscreen in here which controls all the crap that I push. And so I'm pushing this touchscreen, and I can have coronavirus living on this thing for 28 days. Hang on a minute. Oh, I know what Fester just pulled out. Hold on. I saw that thing on TV. You know what? It showed up on my Instagram feed. It's all over the place.
It's
hold
the best
on.
Thing.
I know, hold on. We'll talk about it in a second. You can use your shirt. It does the same thing. But the issue is, if I grab, like, alcohol wipes and I clean the screen...
It fires off everything else.
It would fire off. Five commercials would play at once. 8 songs would play at once. I guess I could turn the monitor off, right?
No.
No.
That doesn't do it.
Oh, you can't. How do you clean the screen? This is probably a germ-ridden.
What about that spray thing? Or will that affect the buttons too?
I don't know. It might. If I wet the screen, it might fire off all kinds of crap.
It could only be spit shined. You get the spit on it.
Are you saying that computer screen probably hasn't been cleaned since like 2009?
There's some grime on it.
It's probably damn Scott Shannon stuff on here from 1982.
There is a definite film over the
I don't know
screen.
If Scott had flat screens in front of him.
I gotta work that out. It reminded me. Oh, Fester's got the COVID key. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what I call it. I think this thing's awesome.
Fester's got this brass key. They call it the COVID key. It's got a ring and it's got a nub on the end. And you're even supposed to hook doors with it. There's a hook on it so you can hook a door to pull the door open without touch. I've never done that. Even way before COVID, I was always using like my shirt. I grab my shirt and then grab the door handle at Best Buy or wherever. You know, if they have automatic doors and you're cool, but wherever I go, if there's a door, you got to grab a handle. I don't do that. I don't touch the handle.
And burn your shirt when you get home.
I don't touch the handle in the studio here.
I just wait for somebody else to walk in first. I don't care how long it takes.
That hook looks like a half of a brass knuckle. It's also a weapon.
It's a weapon.
It's the COVID key. They're selling these things online. How much was that?
I bought it from Walmart for like $3.99, $2.99.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, the impulse aisle, huh?
Yeah. The as seen on TV aisle.
I had to have it.
All right, Froggy, folks, our Froggy currently did not have a brain aneurysm. I was hit.
Thank God.
It showed up on Facebook. And people are emailing me, texting me, and it's like, oh, my God, you just started the show, and Froggy had a brain aneurysm.
It's so stressful.
And he's in surgery. And no, it's not Froggy 2. See, a lot of people don't realize this. Froggy 1 is who had the brain aneurysm. And actually, I spoke to him on Saturday, and he was going in for surgery yesterday. That's Froggy number 1, who was with the show from, like, 94 to, what, 2000?
Yeah.
2002.
And this is a little inside story. The name Froggy, so popular. Everyone knows the name Froggy, that when Froggy number 1 left to become a producer of a morning show in Miami, and everyone said, well, you got to get a new character. What are you going to name him? I'm like, I'm going to name the new guy Froggy. Because the name is so popular that I'm not giving up the name Froggy. You do the market research, and Froggy comes up as like one of the most recognized radio names in the whole market. So we hired him, and I
you son of a bitch, I have a name.
No, you don't.
My name is Michael.
So we hired Michael, and back in 2000, I named him Froggy. Froggy 2, I just kept the name.
I'm like Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Just a new one showed up one day.
So, Froggy, so you know, I sat with MJ when he was making this decision.
That's like the dicks on Bewitched. You know, there were two dicks. There was
a new dick and old dick.
Yeah.
He says to me, he goes, you know, Fester, I can do this. They did it with the Darrens.
I think one of the dicks was taller, too, actually. I think it was a okay.
Platform shoes.
But then when I came in, they were like, wow, this new Froggy is really entertaining and much funnier than the last one.
Anyway, I spoke to Froggy number one. That's
funny Froggy.
That's the Froggy with the Froggy one was funny as heck. All right?
Well,
there were different types of Froggies, but this is Froggy 2 since 2000. For 20 years.
No, Froggy's a great guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy. We're all friends. And I got an email, Froggy and Brain Eaters, and when I first saw this item, blah, 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 I'm like, what happened? I've got 2 dozen emails. Did our Froggy have a brain aneurysm and have surgery? Spoke to his wife yesterday. Surgery at Chan's in Jacksonville.
Gainesville.
100%. I think they did it
I thought it was in Gainesville.
Did they do it in Gainesville?
Yeah.
Fine.
Mm.
So his surgery was 100% successful, and hopefully he's going to recover fine. So
that's, poor guy, man.
That's the story with Froggy. All right, we got to talk about this nut job that threw the puppy. Did you see this thing?
Wow. This video made me sick.
What the hell is wrong with this? This is insane. The lady clearly has mental problems. And we'll talk about it next. MJ Morning Show, Q105. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 7:09, and we're baffled. That's right. Look it up. That's a word in the dictionary. Look up the word. We're baffled on this whole puppy incident. The video went viral over the weekend. I think it was first posted on Friday. Went viral over the weekend. As of yesterday, it had like 3 million views. And you know what happens when something gets big, people like copy it and then they try to get their own hits on it. You've seen that on YouTube, right, Frog?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a
tactic.
People grab the original video and they try to confuse the marketplace by, you know, and then people put, this is the original, you know, they'll put, this is the original viral video. This is insane. And we're trying to find an update to see if this woman has been caught. Nuts. MJ Morning Show, Roxanne is joined, Froggy, Fester, and myself, and the MJ Morning Show is back, and this is disturbing. You know, Froggy, even though Froggy's insensitive toward human beings, Froggy is an animal lover of monumental proportions.
Thank God it wasn't a human that was thrown.
Yeah.
So, you lived in L.A. for a while. Off of the KTLA website, is there an area of town called Mid-City?
Mid-City?
Mid-City. Yeah, off of KTLA,
yes,
captured a verbal altercation Friday that ended with a woman hurling a dog at a man in Mid-City.
In the middle of the city.
Maybe near Dodger Stadium? I don't know.
So, it looks like it happened in Los Angeles, although I don't have more confirmation.
I see Los Angeles.
So, it's an L.A. story. We knew it was California. And is there any update? Have they identified the... If this thing has millions and millions of views, how could this nut job lady not have been identified yet?
So far, she's only being identified by one name.
Yeah, Karen.
Seriously,
they're calling her a Karen.
That's it.
But it's insane. If you haven't seen it, Roxanne, make sure we get the link up on our... It's disturbing. It's crazy. Yeah, you know, the dog appears to be okay after wincing a little bit, but could you get this up on MJMorningShow.com?
Yes, I can.
The dog's okay? It didn't seem okay.
Yeah, I think the dog's all right.
The conversation is bizarre.
The conversation is nuts. It's bizarre. We'll get the video. We're going to play the audio now. We'll tell you the story, but we'll have this up in just a bit on MJMorningShow.com if you haven't seen it yet. And it's this weird footage. A woman, this is a white woman, is arguing with a black guy, so a white lady, black guy, in the middle of an L.A. intersection, and the lady's verbiage is just, it's ridiculous. It's like, what is she saying? And she ends up hurling a Belgian Malinois puppy at the guy. It's, where did she get the dog? I mean, Belgian Malinois are not cheap dogs. They're used by... like the military and police, they're great police dogs. They're kind of a little German Shepherd-y looking, but it's a Belgian Malinois.
Seems small to be a police dog.
It's
but
a puppy.
No, it's a puppy.
It's a
puppy.
It's a 5-year-old. Seems small to be a pro basketball player.
All right, this is nuts. Listen to the audio, and the dialogue is just out there. It's like, what is going on with this woman? Here, listen to this. And then we'll comment on it. Listen to this thing.
What'd you just say?
So you're black.
So what?
Exactly.
All right, so from the beginning, she in the middle of the intersection, she starts off with, you're black.
Well, okay.
Well, the guy's a black dude, and she's a white chick.
Before he started rolling video on this, she walks up to his car and slaps him. And then he gets out of his car and starts rolling video. And he says, why did you hit me? And then she says...
What'd you just say?
So you're black.
So what?
Exactly.
So what if I'm black? What's up?
So what if I'm white? So what if you're from California and I'm
and raised. I'm not from California. I'm,
so where
what's
you
up?
Gee.
Gee, what are you doing? Who are you?
I don't have an identity.
Bro, if you was a dude. Is that your dog? What the?
It throws the dog at her or at him.
Get the out of here, you dumb bitch.
Poor
whoa,
puppy.
Back up. This is not your dog.
I know that's hard to listen to.
I got video of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, get the out of here.
What's your name?
You're going to jail, bitch. I don't give a what you have. Stop touching me, bro. Back up.
What's your name?
It don't matter.
Exactly.
Is that not insane? So before she throws the puppy, she charges the guy and, like, kicks him in the shin. And then when he asks about the dog that she's holding, throws the puppy, and then you can hear the puppy going, ee, 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 ee. Now, the puppy, I think, is okay. The puppy hit the guy
shocked.
And fell down. I think the puppy was just shocked.
Listen the puppy's like, I'm going to get thrown again.
Oh, no.
Listening to the first part of that, I thought it was fake. Because he's so calm after she's kicked him. But then once you hear the puppy part, you know nobody
no,
would do
no,
that. Fake.
Yeah,
that's
no, it's not
I think
fake.
You're right. I think the puppy was an actor.
It's a
stunt puppy.
It's the latest Jamie Kennedy comeback prank show. That's what it is. That show.
So some lady on crack is going to have me in a dog costume and throw me at our 20-year-old rapper.
It's nuts, but I'm like trying to gather more information. I'm like, I want more info. Who is this lady? How is she not been identified? If you look in the background, she's in like a late model, nice looking white Mercedes, I think. Is it a BMW or Mercedes? It's kind of parked down the street. Her door's open. But was that her dog? Did she forfeit her dog? She hurled the dog at this guy.
So the guy who had the dog thrown at him, his name is Mula, M-U-L-A.
Right.
He's keeping the dog.
Yeah, he's keeping the dog and renamed the dog Movie. So the dog's name is Movie, apparently.
Did anyone catch what condition she says she has?
I think her condition is called crack.
It's called bath salt.
On the video, doesn't she say something? She's got
something.
She has a mental health record.
Right.
She utters, I have a mental health record. Well, duh. I mean, this lady's out of her flipping mind.
If you play the rest of the video, you can hear the dog go, you got punked. Maybe it was fake. I don't know.
Man, that is just insane. So if you haven't seen the video, we'll have it posted in just, is it posted yet?
I've been talking.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, Roxanne will have it up. It'll be up on MJMorningShow.com in just a bit. MJMorningShow.com, of course, all our podcasts, all the material that we talk about, and we say it's going to be on the website, MJMorningShow.com. And I hope that more information comes out. I hope they identify this woman and they arrest her ass.
Poor dog, man. That is brutal.
By the way, the audio of the dog wincing, it sounds worse than it is. The guy apparently says the dog's fine. And he had like probably a $2,000 Belgian Malinois hurled at him.
For free. Now he's got a new dog.
Seriously.
A new dog!
Weren't we talking yesterday about the price of dogs skyrocketing? This might be a $3,500 dog.
A new dog! I mean, it's just insane. 717, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
My God, I'm still a shocker to me. The prince is dead. It's unbelievable. MJ Morning Show, it's Q105, 731. My email has blown up. My Twitter has blown up. The dog that was thrown, the little puppy, the Belgian Malinois, the dog's okay. The word is the guy that had the Belgian Malinois hurled at him by the nut job in the L.A. intersection, he took the dog. I'm just amazed. Like, was that her dog that she just hurled and then left?
Nobody's claimed that the dog was stolen from them.
Yeah, it's just insane. The dog's going to be okay, apparently. And for those that didn't hear it, you know.
What did you say?
So you're black.
So what?
Exactly.
I mean, this lady is out of her mind.
What's up?
So what if I'm white? So what if you're from California?
You're the one bringing up
and
race. I'm not from California.
And by the way, the puppy squealing, it sounds a lot worse than it is.
What are you doing? Who are you?
I don't have an idea.
Bro, if you was a dude...
Yeah, I think it was about to say, if you were a dude, I think this guy was going to say, I'm going to pop your head off is what I'm going to do.
What the...
And then throws the dog. Hey, quickly, and Michelle told you guys this story when we had a little gathering in our backyard, socially distanced, before we launched the show. We have two new Jack Russells. They're 2 years old now. We've got a male and a female. We've got Gatsby and Scout. And Michelle was walking Scout in Central Park. And there was a team, like I think it was a track team from one of the local schools, was walking through the park with the coach. And they stopped. Oh, my God, your dog is so cute. And one of the girls from this private school, they were all wearing their private school, you know, well-known, you know, Upper West Side school shirts on. And this girl says to Michelle, oh, can I hold her, please? So Michelle says, all right. So the teenage girl, like 15, 16 years old, picks up little Scout. And then a friend of hers says, oh, she's peeing on you. And the girl throws our dog.
Ugh.
And Scout hit the ground at just a couple of months old, maybe 4 months old, 3.5 months old, and Scout broke the leg. The girl threw the dog, and Scout, our little Jack Russell Terrier, broke her rear right leg. We had to rush her to the hospital. Surgery. She's got a little metal. She's fine, though. She's 100%. And then I went after the family. I went after the money. I went after the mother to get money to pay.
Yeah.
And then she turned it over to her insurance company. And, you know, they settled like half price. They said, well, Michelle shouldn't have let their daughter hold the dog. What are you talking about?
How did Michelle react when that happened?
Michelle was like, what the F are you doing? What is the matter with you? It's the craziest thing in the world. But Scout is 100% fine. She is a rambunctious, typical Jack Russell Terrier. Amazon Prime Day today, and Fester. Well, it's two things. You got the Apple big Cupertino launch day. I guess they're going to unveil the iPhone 12 today. All the geeks are geeking out. Hey, Kyle, Coop, whatever you do, I don't want to talk to those tech idiots, the tech twins. I don't want to talk to Ronald and
Stanley?
Whenever we talk about that, Ronald and Stanley, the tech twins, call them. I don't want to talk to them. But, Festa, with Amazon Prime Day, you're like already adding, I can see it. You're already adding up the damage in your head of what your wife is going to spend.
You know, we're sitting there, and, you know, we're on the couch, and she's flipping through her phone, and she's like, ooh, I'm going to bookmark, I'm going to put this in my shopping cart. I'm just going to put this. Oh, this goes right in my shopping cart. Her shopping cart has like 86 things in it right now. And then the other day, she thought she bought everything in her shopping cart, and she started having a panic attack.
Is that her on hold?
Yeah, she's on line 15.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Hey, Allison, how bad are you going to damage your bank account today with Amazon? And it's 2 days. It's today and tomorrow, right?
Right.
So it's Prime Days. It's not Prime Day anymore. So, Allison, what are you gonna do? How many things do you have, like, in your cart to buy, and how do you know if it's an Amazon Prime Day deal?
I have, I would say, at least 30 things right now, but I'm looking for a few more. Because they're such good deals, you just can't pass it up.
Oh, yeah, you got to spend money. Oh, my God, I got to spend this money. I've got to have money leave my bank account because it's such a good deal. Guess what? It's an even better deal if you don't spend the money for it. Now, how many of these 30 items do you actually need versus things that you're just buying for the hell of it?
See, a lot of things we actually need. Like, we need a Ring doorbell, and I need to have Amazon sticks for each TV. Things like that we've been looking at, you know, I'm just purchasing now because it's a good deal.
All right, how much money? Quickly, how much money is already racked up in your cart? Give me a dollar amount, about.
Oh, maybe $600.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was going to be $6,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And are you going to shop on both days? Are there deals that are going to pop up today and then more deals that are going to pop up tomorrow?
If I can, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they're staggering the deals, so you can't just, like, hit it right now and then get everything. Other things will pop up tomorrow.
What if I want a pallet of Chinese vinyl pool rafts?
Do you really? You put yourself on. She can order it for you.
I don't want it.
She can get it for you.
Bye, Allison.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Good luck, Fester. I don't want to talk to Stanley and Ronald. Hang on a
second. I love these guys. Why do you not like them?
All right, let's figure it out. Let's talk to Froggy. I'm sorry. Let's talk to Stanley and Ronald. Hey, which tech twin is this?
Hello, MJ. Morning show. This is Ronald Miller, one of your tech twins, and I'm here with my brother Stanley.
Hey, Froggy, can you back off the phone a little bit?
We love you, Ronald and Stanley.
You're too close. Hey, which one is this? This is Ronald and Stanley.
Poop, dumbass. What'd you do to the volume on the phone? Fix it before I smack you in the head.
You sound underwater, Ronald. Are you using your new Apple Watch to go diving?
So, which one is this? Which twin is this?
Well, this is Ronald Miller, the firstborn. I was born 2.5 minutes before Stanley. Do you want to talk to Stanley?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, hang on. Stanley, I want to talk to you. Hello, this is Stanley Miller, one of the tech twins. We are very excited, MJ. We have a lot of stuff coming up for this big Amazon Prime deal. We're still waiting in line to get all the great items.
Wait, you're waiting in line for Amazon? I thought you guys were waiting in line for the Apple announcement already.
Yes, we're in line for the Apple products. We're in line for the Amazon products. We've got a couple things that we're interested in. Just one or two little Amazon items. Would you like to hear?
No.
Okay, so I'm interested in the Echo Dot. I'm going to get the Echo Show. I'm going to get the Fire HD. I'm going to get the Echo Flex. I'm going to get the all-new Fire HD, the kids edition, for my nephew. I'm going to get the Fire TV Stick 4K streaming device. I'm going to get the Echo Auto Hands-Free Alexa. And I'm going to get the Blink Mini. Stanley, on the other hand, is sticking to the Apple product. You want to hear what he wants to get?
No.
Okay, hang on. Hello, this is Stanley. You want to know what I'm going to get? I'm still waiting for the Apple TV.
No, I don't want to hear.
Watch. I'm going to get the HomePod. I'm going to get the iMac. I'm going to get the iMac Pro. I'm going to get the iPad Pro. I'm going to get the... Oh, crap. My phone died.
He lost his spot in line on his phone.
I'm going to get the Apple Pencil, the Apple Remote, the Apple Thunderbolt, the Apple USB Ethernet, the Apple World Travel, and...
Just hang up on her.
I'm going to get the all-new Toshiba 32 LF 22 12 21 32
All right, 40, Ronald Stanley, Froggy, I'm going now, Froggy, because time for Heart to sing. MJ Morning Show, it's Q105.
I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
You know, I don't think I want to get kissed. Yeah. You know, it's a little too close to COVID for President Trump. I don't, that was Sanford, Florida last night.
I kissed the president.
Yeah.
I'll just grab all of you.
Yeah.
That was the rally. And, Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, did you see? I hope he doesn't get it.
Did he kiss the president?
Well, no. Here's the deal with Governor DeSantis. He was seen on video, and he's at the rally in Sanford. And he's high-fiving all kinds of people in the crowd. So Governor DeSantis high-fiving folks.
Rather than fist-bumping.
Captured on video, and then you know what he did?
Wiped his face.
He rubbed his nose. He did. So he's high-fiving folks in the crowd, and the crowd, almost nobody had masks on. There was not a lot of social distancing. And I hope Governor DeSantis does not get COVID-19 because you're high-fiving, you're touching people, and then you don't even realize it. I've become very conscious over the years where I don't touch my nose, my mouth, rub my eyes unless I have a tissue, a cloth, because that's one of the ways you transmit stuff where you get crap. You get the mung.
You know what I realized last night? My daughter sneezed in my mouth.
Ew. Oh, my God.
You just realized that?
Wait a minute. Is this your 3.5-year-old or your 9-month-old?
My 9-month-old. Oh, and I realized what an incredible immune system, knock on wood, I must have.
Holy.
Because it was,
oh,
it was, yeah.
That is
But that's what
mama's gross.
Do. You held your baby. She's right there.
That
oh,
is
honey, I'm
gross.
So sorry. And then she sneezed right
anyway,
there.
Good aim. Speaking of COVID, we also have, it's like skee ball. Got it right in the 100-point thing on skee ball. How many tickets you get for that? Machines spitting out the tickets. Yeah, not much going on at Chuck E. Cheese these days, is it?
No.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of COVID, you saw this teenager, right? This young woman, this teen in Illinois. Turns out there was a big family gathering and she spread COVID-19. She got it. There was a big outbreak, I guess, back in June. The story just came out recently from the CDC that this teenager, this 13-year-old young woman, transmitted the virus to 11 relatives across 4 states during a 3-week family vacation over the summer.
Wow. She's the super spreader.
She is. Unbelievable. She infected, I've got the whole list here, she infected Aunt March. She infected Uncle Ernie. No, I'm kidding. I don't
know.
I don't know.
At their family gatherings.
Just being around. I mean, as in close proximity.
So
it's tradition to sneeze on each other. In
11 individuals contracted it. She sneezed in all their mouths as well.
It's a Wilder family tradition.
Wait, was this the Wilder family? Yeah. Roxanne's family.
Come on inside. Open up.
Good to see you too, Aunt Marge.
Relatives aged 9 to 72 got the virus from this 13-year-old relative.
And the 13-year-old probably was asymptomatic, didn't really know she had it. And
do we know that?
And that's the issue. Well, younger people may not exhibit signs.
She
and
spread it all over the place. 4 states, 11 relatives.
Poor grandma.
3-week family vacation. I can just see the movie now. What do you think? It's a National Lampoon's COVID Vacation. What do you think? I think this thing would be a big hit.
I love this song.
The holiday road. COVID road, huh? Can you sing it along?
COVID. So when grandma dies of COVID, they put her on top of the family truckster 2000.
Exactly.
And drove her to Santa Fe or
that's right.
Wherever the truckster
was. Everyone recovered, but I think one of the relatives had to be hospitalized, actually. But luckily, none of the relatives died during this teenager's COVID family vacation. The Griswold family, by the way.
It's Uncle Eddie.
Yeah. Can you imagine the bacteria and germs inside Uncle Eddie's Winnebago out there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, 7:50. Are we set up with the sheriff?
We're getting there.
All right, so a little after 8 o'clock, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're supposed to speak to sometime this morning, maybe a little after 8 o'clock, Sheriff Chad Cronister.
They're checking.
From Hillsborough County. Did you see the video of the deputy and the stabbing and the tasering of the perp? Did you see that?
That guy was a creep from go.
All right, hold on to that thought. Busy morning here. It's the MJ Morning Show Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, 8 o'clock exactly. Hey, guys, what do you say we get the business out of the way here quickly? If it's 8 o'clock, what time is it, Fester? Are you paying attention to, like, the station promotions or what?
Yeah, I know what time it is.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's time for the song of the day for the trip of the day, right?
Trip a day. So it's the trip a day song.
Trip a day station.
Yeah, I'm tripping over the trip of the day song here.
I'm tripping right now.
So this is really pretty cool. $1,000 plus value, over a grand.
It's
so,
actually $1,003.
It's $1,099. It's over $1,000. The trip a day song for a 3-day family staycation for 4 at Legoland here in Florida. The song you want to listen for is Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. And then what's going to happen is Mason Dixon's going to play this thing sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. So listen for Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks, 5 o'clock hour. Mason's going to play it. And when you hear it, just be the 7th caller at 800-990-1047, and you'll win the Q105 trip a day. So how about that? Hey, Did you see that with Amazon Prime Day that people are calling for a boycott? People are calling for a boycott. Do you know why?
No.
I do, and I think it's a legitimate concern because they're already overwhelmed.
Why do you think that people are calling for a boycott of Amazon Prime Day today and tomorrow?
Because, quite frankly, there's been no positive news about the Postal Service in the last couple of weeks. And with this election coming up and people mailing in ballots, the last thing the Postal Service needs is my wife to order $16,000 worth of crap to be delivered to our house. Yeah,
but so much of the country, though, I don't know what percentage. Here in Tampa, in the Tampa Bay area, they're using their own Amazon Prime trucks to deliver, and probably because of the big distribution center over near, what, Riverview? Is that where it is out there?
Right. I saw a parade of those trucks just a couple days ago. They must be ramping up like 50 of them in a row.
I see them all the time. When I'm heading back to Tampa from St. Pete here, when I'm heading over to Howard Franklin after the show, it's like a convoy. We got a great big convoy. It's an Amazon truck convoy.
Derby Lane is like a staging area.
Really? Yeah.
Over there. But yeah, so, the Postal Service is going to, even though Amazon does a lot of their own delivery,
but in the cities that have the Amazon fleet, I don't think it's much pressure. But people are saying that because of the post office woes, people are saying, oh, they can't deliver ballots on time and it's going to clog up. So some social media users are urging people to boycott Amazon Prime Day because the influx of packages will affect the U.S. Postal Service and their ability to handle mail-in ballots. But the USPS is saying, No, come on, nothing to do with that. It's no issue at all.
I am urging my wife to boycott Amazon Prime Day because I haven't gotten my first Beasley paycheck yet. So, honey, let's not go too crazy.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so moving on to this song. This, and guys, tell me if I'm wrong. I usually don't do foreign, like, moron stories, but, or it's not a moron. It's actually a nice story. A bride reportedly saved her dad's life. He collapsed on the dance floor at her wedding. And I don't need to go into the details. Saved his life, performed CPR. It's a lovely story. But guess what song he was dancing to when he collapsed on the dance floor?
Was it the father-daughter song?
No.
Okay, so
Baby got back?
Obviously, my point is, this could be the worst wedding dance song ever. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is.
Bismillah. No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
How the hell do you dance the Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody?
Let me go.
Is that ridiculous?
Let me go.
I mean, nothing really about that story stood out except that he had the heart attack while dancing to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think you can defibrillate to it.
Well, you know what they say, the CPR, you do it to staying alive.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah, you do CPR to because it's the right beat for staying alive. And also, you have the double entendre of, obviously, of staying alive.
Pretty sure it was donkey butt you're supposed to.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. At 8:05, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, and we are back. It's the MJ Morning Show, 8:11. Now, back to the wedding quickly here. Am I wrong? Bohemian Rhapsody as a wedding song? As something to dance to? I mean,
that doesn't bring the ladies to the dance floor.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. You guys are both wrong. Everybody knows the words to it. It's a fun sing-along
song.
Who
the hell is the DJ playing? Is this the real life? Who's playing that at a wedding?
Gino.
Is this the real life?
Come on. Oh, wow. Look, they're playing Bohemian Rhapsody. Let's dance to this. Oh, man, this is fantastic.
This is my jam. You're drunk. You're putting your arm around Aunt Gertrude. You're singing.
And wedding DJs have an immediate barometer. Everyone clears the dance floor when it's a bad song.
This doesn't sound like the Everly Brothers. If you're just tuning in, last segment we were talking about this British guy had a heart attack on the dance floor. His daughter and bride saved him by performing CPR. And the song he was dancing to on the dance floor at the wedding was Bohemian and Rhapsody by Queen. Come on.
I don't think it's Bohemian and Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Sorry, Froggy. I misspoke.
It's a good song. I like it.
Oh, jeez.
Just wait for you to mess up so I can correct it. Finally.
You ready for... We've got a warning for the ladies. Attention, ladies. If your guy has a deep voice, he is more prone to cheat. According to new research,
It's true, guys.
It has to do with the testosterone.
Is that what it is?
Yes. So that applies to other things that reveal a lot of testosterone, i.e. baldness.
What are you looking at me?
Yeah, it's jacked up testosterone that causes men to lose their hair.
I got plenty of hair on my back.
On your back, exactly.
Yeah, dude,
you ought to see if one of the clinics could, oh, that'd be a great bit. Can we transplant confessing in hair plugs with his back hair? My God.
I want to move my back hair further south.
Oh, man.
That might be the first person on Earth to ever get that done.
Dude, you would end up with like a giant fro with all your back. I've seen Fest without a shirt. Don't ask me why, but I have. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
All right, here's the science. Men with deeper voices are less committed in relationships, more likely to cheat. New research. Now, should we be quoting a research institute in China? With the whole China virus thing, with the whole Wuhan flu, should we?
It's China Southwest Airlines University.
I don't know what it is. Is that what it is?
No,
it's just Southwest University.
Oh, I don't know that I've heard too many Chinese men with really deep voices.
Yeah, I don't know many Chinese folks exactly with deep voices.
The homeless Kraft macaroni and cheese guy was a real adulterer.
Way?
The deep voices attract the ladies. So you might love it and be attracted to it, but then it's going to cause you some problems down the road.
Yeah, so guys with deep voices, according to their research, because of the testosterone. And is that true? Guys with deep voices have high... Is that...
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid. Oh, Kool-Aid.
That Kool-Aid guy's a male slut, man. I'm telling you. Hey. Oh, yeah.
Would you ladies like a cup of my cherry-flavored testosterone?
You know, how about, remember the Geico, remember the deep voice guy, remember the movie guy that died? Remember, what was his name? Vince LaFontaine. Vince LaFontaine. Hang on. Let me dig this thing up on YouTube. Hold on. Just keep talking for a second.
Who plays the lion in Lion King, the dad?
The Darth Vader guy?
Oh, James Earl Jones.
Yes, there you go.
This is CNN. That guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Geico commercial.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor.
All right, listen to this.
To help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movie.
This guy.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater.
He's cheating in heaven, Roxanne. He died. Seriously, he died.
In a world.
With his girlfriend, yes.
That's the In a World guy. In a world. That guy died like maybe 5-8 years ago. Oh. He's been dead for Vince LaFontaine.
And his understudy is rich.
That guy's doing chicks in heaven right now, left and right. In a world.
That's how deep his voice is.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. All right, so I don't have a very deep voice. I'm kind of mid-range. And how about Doug, your husband?
He doesn't have a deep voice, but he does have a bald head.
Yeah. Well, that's a testosterone thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of a...
Does Doug have a lot of back hair?
It could just be awful genes that Doug has.
8:16, it's the MJ Morning Show. We're supposed to have the sheriff of Hillsborough County, Chad Cronister, joining us next to talk about the crazy foot chase and the deputy stabbed in the neck. We'll talk to Chad Cronister coming up on the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Stand by, folks.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Remarkably, the deputy sheriff in Hillsborough County is going to recover after he was stabbed in the neck, really by a mental patient. But you know what's amazing is the skill. This is a rather new deputy. I think he's only been on the streets for like 3 years. But the de-escalation tactics of this deputy and the fact that he probably could have used lethal force but did not and ended up using non-lethal. This is an amazing story. And it happened... out in Lithia. This happened, the Sunday afternoon. And HCSO, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, responded to a call from the Fishhawk Ranch area in Lithia. And it came from a mental health service called Grace Point. They were concerned about this 21-year-old guy identified as Nicholas Ferguson. So the deputy, Charles Williams, confronts the guy, and it's almost like he's about to respond, and it's about to be de-escalated, but then the guy starts to run. Ultimately, the deputy is stabbed in the neck. And this is the audio. This is very intense audio. We're going to have the sheriff on here in just a matter of seconds. Listen to this. This is amazing audio. Well, there it is.
Why are you running, dude? Are you scared?
Yeah.
Hey, look, running's not going to help. All right? One, I run a lot. Okay? We're going to walk back. Okay? Now, the thing of it is, you're still not in trouble, but obviously I can't trust you not to run anywhere. All right? So, come on. Come on. I'm going to put you in handcuffs for now. Okay?
All right, and then...
God! You stabbed me! You got a knife! Hey! Stop! Stop! I am a good boy! Stop right now!
You can hear the taser.
Stop! Drop the knife! Throw it to the side! Put your hands behind your back!
That is unbelievable.
It is.
His weapon, his service weapon, was actually drawn first. And I think deadly force might have been justified there. He attempted to kill a law enforcement officer, but ultimately the deputy chose to use the taser. I believe he deployed the taser twice, and that ended the situation. On the phone, the sheriff of Hillsborough County, Sheriff Chad Cronister. Sheriff, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. And Sheriff, by the way, you are the first sheriff on the relaunch of the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you, MJ. And I tell you what, I'm grateful you're back. Welcome all of you back. Again, glad you guys are back in town. We'll do nothing but benefit the Tampa Bay community. So welcome home.
Thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate it. What a story. And this deputy, I believe I read that he's only 3 years with HCSO. I thought he did a remarkable job, Deputy Charles Williams.
Phenomenal. I talked to him yesterday, and he was waiting to get released from the hospital. They kept him overnight. They were worried about the swelling. Luckily, he missed the carotid artery, but they were worried about the swelling, that it would become worse and block off the circulation, so they kept him overnight. But I talked to him when he got, and I have to tell you, to show you the tenacity and dedication of this deputy, he gets released from the hospital and heads into the district office down. He works the south end of the county.
Yep.
And wanted to know, with stitches in his neck, and wanted to know when he could come back to work. You know, so we had to make him go back home. But I required a mandatory 40-hour advanced training on how to deal with mental health crisis. And I was so proud yesterday when I watched this video to see how he de-escalated that situation. You have to remember, when he ran away with the deputy after he already stabbed him and tried to kill him, he still had the knife. But he went the less lethal options and handled it that way. And again, he was talking him down, and he did. He tried running from him, and he picked the wrong deputy. The deputy is in phenomenal shape. And if you heard, the mental health suspect, the bad guy, was extremely gasping for air. He was out of shape. And the deputy was just talking to him normal, like he wasn't even warmed up yet.
Unbelievable. Now, 3 years on the force, do you think, in your opinion, after you watch the body cam video, and that's a whole different story, because not all deputies have the body cams yet. He happened to be outfitted with a body cam.
Yeah, that's why we went to body cameras. It tells the story. It's not, let's speculate. He said, she said. It helps with accountability, but it helps build that trust through transparency, and that's why I wanted to put it out. Last week, we finished equipping 1,000 deputy sheriffs, those deputies who have the most interaction with the public, and our specialty teams too, K-9, the Marine unit, our school resource deputies, the courthouse. They all have body cameras now, and I think here we're just seeing today the benefit of it.
Sheriff, it also shows what kind of danger your officers are put in all the time. They're putting their lives at risk. That's what Elsa's body cams show.
Well, when you hear people talk all the time, defund the police, that's what's going to fix everything. And let's send social workers the nonviolent calls for service. This was a nonviolent call for service. They believed that the family believed that he was going to be Baker-acted. They were working with one of the mental health facilities, a great one, and went out. And they had dialogue ongoing for almost an hour, for 50 minutes. And he was cooperative. So this just shows you how quick a nonviolent call for service can turn violent in an instant.
See, that is an amazing point. Sheriff Chronister is with us, Sheriff Chad Chronister from Hillsborough County, talking about this incident in Lithia on Sunday, which is insane. And your point is very spot on, that those that are calling for defund the police and, for a call like this, we're just going to send out an unarmed social worker. And guess what? Those unarmed social workers are going to end up getting killed, Sheriff.
Well, that's what's going to happen. You think you're saving money. You think you're diverting money. What's the death benefit going to be on the death benefits going to be on the first social worker that ends up getting killed and their family sues? You know, that's not the answer. Now, we have three social workers that I've hired that go along with our deputies and our behavioral health deputies to try to de-escalate a situation. On top of that, you see the benefits of this 40-hour updated training that all our deputies just completed, and you see how well it worked. I couldn't, again, be more proud of how well he de-escalated that situation and didn't have to use deadly force when he probably could have.
Now, Sheriff, what happens to Nicholas Ferguson, the bad guy, now? Because he obviously needs mental treatment, but he also tried to kill an officer.
That's a great question. He'll be accountable. He'll be responsible. He was charged with first-degree murder on a law enforcement officer. But here's the good news.
Attempted first-degree murder.
Attempted. But here's the good news. We have a phenomenal mental health curriculum and treatment inside our detention facilities. So he'll start that program. We'll see what medications he needs. The counselors will work with, well, the treatment counselors will work with him, and we'll start getting him the help that he needs. Just because he's in detention doesn't mean, hey, now you're going to go rot in detention. No, we're going to get him the help he needs.
Well, you ought to be really proud, as you said, of Deputy Charles Williams, who did a phenomenal job. And you answered my other question, that was probably a deadly force situation where it could have been justified, and he de-escalated with the use of the taser.
That's it. How many people would have been so composed after they just got stabbed in the neck like he was?
I think unbelievably
proud.
I think Deputy Charles Williams has a bright future with your agency, sir.
He absolutely does, and I appreciate the allowing me to call in. I couldn't be more grateful that he wasn't killed, and more proud of how well he handled himself.
Sheriff Chad Chronister, Hillsborough County. Sheriff, I'm sure we're going to have you on a lot as the MJ Morning Show is back.
Look forward to it, guys. Welcome home.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you.
8:35, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. It just came in, the a Rosarena song to Macarena. Our song guy, Magic Mark, just nailed this thing out. I haven't even heard it yet. Literally, I'm going to play it right off of the computer. All right? So, is it, am I all loaded up here?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, am I ready to go? Oh, Froggy, do you want me to bring this up about Fester? Do you want me to, because Froggy came to me in the hall during Red Wine and said, you got to tell Fester to stop coughing on me.
I'm not coughing on you.
Yes, you are.
I'm not
wearing a mask during the show. Look at me.
Take that mask off you. I'm not coughing on you.
Yeah, you are. So 17 times so far.
Fester, we stop coughing on Froggy, please.
What he does
it's
is
probably
he takes
my
it.
Fault because he coughs that way so he doesn't cough on me.
Yeah,
being a gentleman.
No.
Just stop coughing on him, please. Why?
I'll cough on Roxanne. I have no issues with that. I'm not coughing on you.
If you've got to cough, cough down your shirt. Just put your shirt. Cough down. I mean, you're wearing a tent. Just pull your shirt over your head and cough into your shirt or something.
All right, so when you work at a radio station, there's buttons in front of you to turn your mic on and off, and one of the buttons is the cough button.
Right.
Okay, the way this studio is configured, my cough button is physically in front of Froggy. So the first couple of days of the show, I'm hitting my cough button, but it's not doing anything. And Froggy's like, stop doing that, man. So I have to lean over. I'm just clearing my throat. I'm not gagging on you.
No, he leans over and he goes, and he coughs right at
me. Listen, during COVID, it's not the time to cough on people. Just knock it off already.
I licked your mouth, too. Mouse, I said mouse. Not mouse.
You licked his mouse?
Mouse.
My gosh.
Yeah, cough into your house covering tent.
Rays, man. It's, talk about, you know, awesome. Being up two games with the hated Astros for the Rays to be.
And I don't think they're addressing that enough, that how bad the Astros were last year, what they did. They need to talk more about that during the game.
The deal is nationally, across the country, people are rooting for the Rays because around the country, people don't like the Astros.
Astros are cheaters.
Yeah.
They, what was it? Was it last year or the year before? A couple of years ago, they're hitting the garbage cans and just cheating in the to the World Series.
Exactly. So people are rooting for the Rays to beat the Astros, and the Rays up two games to zip. Game three is tonight. This is late. 8:40?
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday was ridiculously early. It was like 4 o'clock, 4:07, right?
You're mixing it up.
So tonight it's going to be game three of the American League Divisional
Championship.
That's right. ALCS. It's ALCS, so it's the championship series now. And, of course, Rays put the Astros to bed. They're going to the World Series.
I mean,
that is amazing. And then the question will be, are they going to face the Dodgers or the Braves? Are you allowed to say Braves now? Has that been canceled?
No.
You can say Braves, but you can't say Dodgers. That's really, people are really sensitive about
because Dodgers have been canceled.
Why are you calling it a Dodger?
Dodgeball, done.
You're dodging Border Patrol, is that it? Is that,
who are you calling a Dodger?
Honky? MJ, every time in the studio, we want you to say something funny. Fetcher's going to hit the garbage can twice, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just like the Astros.
Your fan just fell in the garbage can.
My fan on the garbage can.
So every time I say something funny, you're going to hit the garbage can?
Every time we want you to say something funny.
All right, go ahead. All right.
No, I think we should hit it every time he says something funny. We don't want to break the garbage can.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, don't worry.
All right, so our little Rosarena song. All right, Roxanne, how did this come about? We started singing to Macarena, Rosarena. Has anyone done this? Has anyone thought of that?
I'm sure we were not the first to do this, I was the first in this room.
And Roxanne did come up with it herself.
Hey, Rosarena. All right, so Magic Mark, our parody guy, whipped this together in 8 minutes. Let's listen here.
Down 2-0, the 2-2 to Rosarena. Lifted in the air to right field. Joyce going back. He looks up, and it is gone.
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena. Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena.
And he rips one into center field. That had good wood on it. Hicks, he's gone back. He's at the wall, and she's gone. Randy Arozarena.
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena.
I love it.
It's great. It's great.
I love it.
But it should be Agena.
Agena. Yeah, I'll have him recut the end. So instead of Agena to rhyme with Arozarena.
Right.
All right, so we'll just recut the last line there to Agena.
What a diva. She comes up with one thing. I want it to be fixed immediately.
I thought of the same thing, actually. So you're spot on.
Listen to you two.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It's cute.
Hey, run down the hall. See if Maxima wants to borrow that.
Does that get a garbage can hit?
That'll be number one on Maxima.
Not by me. Not until you fix the end.
Yeah, I'll get the Agena fixed.
Uh-huh. Okay,
yeah, and then it'll rhyme with
good job, Mark.
That was good. Magic Mark.
I like it.
With an instant parody for the MJ Morning Show. Q105, back in a moment, folks.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And have you guys been checking your MJ Morning Show email, Froggy Festive Roxanne, or what?
I do.
I have had one person email me so far.
Well, I've had one
and
email.
And they asked for concert tickets.
We have not promoted it a lot yet, so let's just mention it here quickly before we get into the hot mic. By the way, the hot mic story, this is Roxanne's favorite story of the day.
Mm-hmm, it is.
She loves it. Best story, the great audio. What a bunch of boneheads. This is the best. When, you know, you're busted.
It's great on so many levels.
There's no way to walk it back. No. It's like there's no excuse to be made. Two teachers caught on a hot mic because of social distancing and the remote learning and all that, and the students logging in on Zoom or whatever the heck. This is a great story. Hold on, get into a second. All right. So email is set up, the whole crew. So if you want to email me, MJ, it's MJ at MJMorningShow.com. Froggy is Froggy at MJMorningShow.com. Fester at MJMorningShow.com. And Roxanne at MJMorningShow.com. So we love getting email. Any comments, suggestions, you want to welcome us back, you want to wish us ill and that we should have stayed away, you know, whatever. So just fire up the email, and we get a ton, historically, we get a ton of material from you, the listener. We get all, hey, did you see this? Did you see that? Hey, they'll send a link to something or a story. Did you see this story? We've gotten personal stories. Hey, MJ, I got a problem. Can you walk me through something? Our email was an enormous resource for the entire tenure of the original MJ Morning Show. We're back, and we expect the email to be a future source for amazing content from you, the MJ Morning Show listener. So we're looking forward to it. MJ, Fester, Froggy, Roxanne. So you can send us all email individually. Just do our names at MJMorningShow.com, and everyone has their own email box set up as of right now.
I just emailed myself from my Gmail.
Yeah.
Girl, you're doing a great job.
Awesome. Look at that. Oh,
that's weird.
Like Stuart Smalley in a mirror.
I'm good enough?
Yeah.
Gosh darn it, people like me.
All right, Roxanne's favorite story. This is a great story. Two California teachers, they've been put on leave. Boneheads. Two California teachers are on leave now. They forgot to log off of the virtual class. And then they started bad-mouthing. They started trash-mouthing the students, calling them dumbasses, and they're dropping the F-bombs. This was a virtual learning setup, and it involved two Jesse Bethel High School teachers in the San Francisco Bay Area. This was just after an English class late last week, according to KGO television. One of the students was posted on Facebook, and it talks about how the teachers are talking about how the students are like idiots, how they're technologically morons.
If this is crazy, and the irony is they say they're technologically illiterate, and it's like, no, you're technologically illiterate. You didn't turn your stuff off.
Yeah, hello?
After any Zoom, Skype, whatever it is, shut your computer, unplug it. Last night, I did that after I talked to you guys.
That's called comeuppance. It's called just desserts. It's called, what are the other expressions?
We did that about you,
karma.
Too.
Karma serves you right.
Roxanne was the first person to drop off the Skype call. Remember last night when we did a podcast?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, she's off. Guys.
Oh yeah, we talked about you.
You start cursing again.
No, I'm kidding. We didn't talk. So we've got the audio here, and the first teacher talks about older staff members will say these kids are so technologically advanced. Then the teacher, who I'm guessing these are like millennial teachers, mm-hmm. and I'm like, no, they're effing not.
Oh my God.
All right, here's the audio of the teachers just busted on the kids, and they bought themselves leave. They've been ejected. I don't know if it's going to be permanent or just temporary. Listen to this. Here's the audio.
Also, it's so frustrating to, like, know that these kids are technologically illiterate. And they're like, when Quan's like, I can't turn it in. And I'm like, you didn't turn it in. I can't unsubmit it. You didn't submit it. I can't unsubmit it. You didn't submit it. And you're like, what? Dude, I'm telling you, the thing that you say is not what I...
Rubs my wheels is... When older staff members will say, oh, you know, these kids are so technologically advanced, and I'm like, no, they're not.
The things that impress them are so sad. Like, oh, you're impressed that a kid can record a TikTok? It's literally one button.
You're impressed that a kid can record a TikTok? It's literally one button. Did the female teacher say, you know what really rubs my rubles?
How old is she?
She did.
Older staff members. She's talking about rubbing rubles.
You know what really rubs my rubles?
I want to know exactly what rubs her rubles.
Hey, don't say anything. Froggy, what's a ruble?
A ruble is...
Hold on a sec. Let me give you the music. Froggy, what is a ruble?
It's so simple.
Hold on. Where's my machine? Hold on a minute.
It's
let me try it again. Froggy, what is a ruble? There we go.
So easy. And it's funny that you don't think I don't know what rubles are.
What is a ruble?
But they're boobs, obviously.
It's not a boob.
No.
What is a ruble? No, seriously, Froggy, all kidding aside, do you know what a ruble is?
A breast.
I do. I think.
Oh, come on.
If you say Roxanne, a breast, I'm going to punch
Roxanne, what is a ruble?
Russian currency.
Yes!
Oh, what a know-it-all.
Yes!
I did not even Google it.
Yes!
You saw my hands?
Also a boob in Russian.
Froggy, seriously, you're not joking. You didn't know what a ruble was?
Man, okay, I still might be a crap head. Big deal.
Roxanne knew and you didn't? And isn't the other form of Russian currency a kopeck, right?
I do not know that.
I think it's rubles and kopecks. You ever been to Russia?
No, I have not.
I've been to two St. Petersburgs.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm standing in St. Petersburg, Florida right now, but I once stood in St. Petersburg, Russia.
With rubles.
Yeah, we were on a cruise. MJ Morning Show, this is Q105. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 and 910. On a Tuesday, Michelle just called me during the song. He's like, did you guys talk about the cougar yet? No, we haven't talked about the cougar. And we're not talking about the name for, what is it, pumas, cougars? Do you know all the age groups on that, Roxanne? Do you know what all those are?
I can Google them, but I just know that cougars is when you're a woman above middle age, maybe, and you like younger guys, right?
I need to refresh my memory. Yeah, can you bring up all... We will talk about the cougar story in just a bit, and the audio's great, and this is like the latest... You know what it is? It's like every day now, there's like 8 viral videos that get millions and millions and millions of hits. And the latest is the guy trying to chase off the cougar in Utah. So we'll get to that coming up in just a minute. Oh, speaking of Michelle. Hey, why don't you text Michelle, Roxanne, and ask Michelle, what do you think of your new washer and dryer?
Okay.
You know what? Let me get on the phone. Hold on a second. You're not going to believe this. I have never heard my wife is more excited about her new washer and dryer than she is about like a new car. I think that. Hold on. Let me get Michelle on the phone. Hang on a minute. All right, getting Michelle on the phone. I think Michelle could be more excited about the new washer and dryer she just got than like Julian being born, our second kid. I'm not making it up.
I mean, he was the second kid.
Hello.
Hey, how excited are you about your new washer and dryer?
Oh my God, I love my new washer and dryer. Thank you, Julian at Famous Tate.
And it turns out the sales guy at Famous Tate, the sales dude, it's the same name as my son. It's Julian. Is that great?
Mm-hmm.
How weird.
No, how awesome. First of all, can I just tell you, when we called there and there was, you know, we were having a little bit of an issue. We had some complications with size and whatever, but MJ just rattled off like 5 requirements. We need a washer this size, this color, front loader, blah, blah, blah. And at the very end, you were like, and preferably made in America. And I don't even think you finished that sentence. And Julian says, you want a Speed Queen.
Ooh.
Now, when MJ said he wanted a specific color, did he get the avocado green or the mustard yellow?
Yeah, we got a white. But no. We got a white washer and dryer. You want to hear how weird Michelle is? Michelle told me yesterday. Michelle, what did you say to me? Let me see if you remember what you said to me.
Was it about how much I love the dryer?
Yeah. But what did you say exactly?
It's big enough that I could get in it.
Yeah, she said that she wants to climb inside.
And curl up.
And curl up. She loves, I mean, this is weird.
I think you're a little attached.
This is a little weird.
Is it stacked or side by side?
No, side by side.
No, okay. Side by side. I just went traditional, old school.
So you can climb on top easily, huh?
And, you know, Michelle is really finicky and fussy. She didn't want, like, all the bells and whistles and the crazy stuff. She didn't want an ice maker and a TV set built into her washer and dryer. And, you know, go ahead.
Because you can get the washer and dryer that you can then have the app on your phone to monitor the laundry. And I said to you, how often will you utilize that? And you said, never. And I said, would you put the app on your phone? And you said, not a chance. And so then I said, well, I don't need that because you know, if you're not monitoring the laundry, what the heck?
So Samsung has one that it also includes a pasta maker. So while the thing's spinning around, it's cranking out penne and fettuccine.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Does it have a nice hum to it? What does it sound like?
You know what? It's very quiet, right. I have to say.
That's the beauty.
You know what it is? It's a very nice low hum. Like, it just, you know, it's running. You barely even notice it in the background.
Hey, Michelle, by the way, Roxanne is asking because she's totally into the whole ASMR, the sounds and the visuals. She's just imagining your new dryer.
Oh, my gosh.
Your new dryer is hot and sultry. It's hot.
ASMR is not a sexual thing, Michelle.
It could be.
How many times have you talked to it, Michelle? I know you've talked to it already.
Hey, Michelle, go into the laundry room right now. Talk. Oh, I want to hear you open the door. Close and open the door. I want to hear you talk to it.
Morning.
How far away are you from the laundry room?
I'm too far away.
I want to hear you talk.
What
kind of a demand is this?
Talk to our appliances now, honey.
I want you to talk to our new washer and dryer on the air.
Real. Go talk to the couch.
I don't talk to inanimate objects.
No. All right,
bye.
What a weird request.
Go talk to our appliances.
No, seriously, Michelle. Go talk to the washer. You said that.
I did. We got to get a hold of Dave the Dwarf next. Dave the Dwarf's in the hospital. Hopefully, he's got congestive heart failure. We got a picture to put up
Did you say hopefully he has congestive heart failure?
No.
You said we have to talk to Dave the Dwarf next.
Hopefully he'll be okay.
I couldn't decipher your punctuation.
He has congestive heart failure.
Oh.
All right. Hang on.
Son of a bitch.
We got a long way to go. We got morons in the news coming up. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Dave the Dwarf is on hold. We'll talk to the Dwarf in a minute. And he's in the hospital, folks. And we have a picture. We've got a visual to go along with the phone call. So we'll give you the details on that in just a second. Also, the Cougar viral video. The dude getting chased out in Provo, Utah. We'll get to that here. That's my wife's favorite story of the day. She called me. Did you talk about the Cougar yet? So, yeah, Michelle. We talked about your washer and dryer. Now we'll talk about the Cougar in just a minute. So, before we get Dave on, Fester just showed Roxanne one of the classic Dave the Dwarf MJ Morning Show video pieces.
Dave is cute. I love Dave.
Well,
Dave was cute.
Stop. All right, so, Fester, why don't you tell everyone what you just showed Roxanne?
Froggy actually pulled it up. It's still on YouTube 12 years later, amazingly. Midget in a tree.
Tell everyone what the premise of the bit was.
Well, by the name of the segment, Midget in a Tree, you might guess that we took a midget and put him...
In a tree. And we wanted to catch.
It was What Would You Do before right. What Would You Do came out
would
on TV.
Would you help a midget?
So that was the premise. So we wanted to capture people walking by. And where was that? That was like a public park area?
Yeah, it was in front of the Tampa Police Station in downtown as a little park. So I had to lift the dwarf about 7 feet high, and I jammed him in a tree, and he was like right at a Y branch, so he was kind of like riding the tree like a horse.
I'm John Keotes. What would you do if you saw a midget in a tree?
And everyone just kind of gathered. Nobody was quick on their feet.
People are passing by. I mean, they've never seen this before.
Oh, no one took prompt action, though.
Aiming.
So, the video is still on YouTube. We'll put it up on MJMorningShow.com. It's up.
Yes.
It's a classic.
So, Roxanne has posted the video. Folks, you got to go look at this. Go to MJMorningShow.com. There's a lot of material on there. MJMorningShow.com and take a look at Dave the Dwarf, Midget in a Tree, from, 2008?
Yeah, October 27th, 2007, it has currently 12,655 views.
That's it?
1,000 hits a year.
Wow, look at that.
Three a day.
That was 13 years ago. How can that not be like a 5 million hit video?
I thought the same thing.
Midget in a tree? That's gold.
Let's get some traction for Midget in a Tree 12 years later.
Yeah, 7 minutes and 54 seconds longer. Luckily, our editing has gotten better.
Dave the Dwarf on the phone from the hospital. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm kicking, man. Still kicking.
Are you in a tree?
No, not right now. I'm in a swing. Oh,
sorry, Dave. How are you feeling? What's your status?
All right, so, Dave, tell everyone what's wrong with you and explain what medically the issue is right now.
I had a umbilical hernia surgery Friday. They said it'd be in and out at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'd be home chilling by noon. When surgery was over, they couldn't wake me up, and once they woke me up, I stopped breathing. So they jammed the breathing tube down my throat.
Jeez. Oh my God! I got an intubated dwarf.
Yeah, when they took it out,
he didn't even have COVID. He got intubated.
The midget in a coma.
So I just, but they finally. Long story short, they got. I woke up the second time and I was strapped down to the bed. I guess I was trying to pull it out.
Oh my gosh.
Tied down to the bed.
A fighting midget in the hospital bed. Look at that. Hey, Dave, but you're going to survive. You're not going to die, right?
Oh, man. I survived worse than this. I'm 11 years expired, man.
Oh, man, I can't wait to have you in the studio. I want to get you up here, man. And then this is amazing. Dave sent me a picture of him in the hospital bed with all kinds of wires and tubes and everything. I sent the picture to Roxanne, and Roxanne is, oh, my God, I can't post this. This is a HIPAA violation. All right, Roxanne, do you want to hear from the dwarf? Dave, is it okay to post the image of you nearly dead in the hospital bed?
Yeah, it won't be the first one.
That's right.
It's okay. So,
go to MJMorningShow.com.
Nice to meet you, Roxanne.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I have a feeling he'd be a big fan of you, Roxanne. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his.
He's going to come up to your knee.
Why? All
right.
You should come to my contest one Wednesday night.
All right, Dave.
I would love to.
She doesn't know about your contest yet, Dave.
That's not where you're at.
Showgirls in Plant City.
It's inappropriate, Dave, even for a midget.
Dave, I got to run, but we'll talk to you soon, and call me if you're about to expire, okay?
All right, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to go get a tattoo that says expired, best before 09.
Okay, see you later, buddy.
All right, man.
See you, Dave. Feel better.
Dave the Dwarf.
I made a faux pas one time. Did you guys know about that? When I did an interview with someone, Brad Williams, I think is his name. He's a comedian.
Right.
He's
the dwarf comic?
Little person. Right. Yeah. He's very, very funny.
He's a midget.
We did a great interview. And then after, I was like, thank you. So nice to meet you, Peter. And he looked like he wanted to gouge my eyes out.
You confused him with Game of Thrones?
But it was height of Game of Thrones. I was watching it every night.
You confused him with Peter Dinklage?
Yes, I did. And I felt terrible after. But, I mean, why should I feel terrible? That's a compliment. Because
it's not a compliment. You're a heightist.
He's an absolute, like, he's part of Game of Thrones, which has won more Emmys in the history of the world.
Roxanne, do you think that Peter Dinklage is normal size?
I cannot believe you're asking me this. I don't think about that.
What the hell is a Dinklage?
His Dinklage. I'm just asking.
It's not a compliment to be called somebody else's name. Meredith.
A Dinklage.
I'm flattered when you call me Meredith. That's no problem.
I called her Meredith.
Why did you call her Meredith to prove a point?
It's not a compliment necessarily.
The cougar thing. And I asked you to pull up the cougar guide, right?
You did, or you asked somebody to.
Now, who are pumas?
So you have...
Oh, I have the list.
So we're going to talk about the cougar story here quickly. It is the viral video, the guy trying to chase off the cougar mommy. And I asked Roxanne, so how old is in human terms, with the names for the different categories of women ages?
It's called the feline scale. It classifies women who prey on younger men for their sexual appetite.
Right.
And the cougar is...
Oh, I'm offended by that.
Is between ages 40. I'm just reading straight out the Urban Dictionary. 40 ahead. And 49. Cougar.
All right. Cougar is 40 to 49.
Yes, they're just decades. It's just every 10 years.
So give me the whole list of all the different animals and where you fall on the grayscale.
I'm not going to give you the 0 to 12-year-olds. Why should they be categorized?
That's, okay.
That's gross.
That's gross.
13 to 17, I'm hesitant to do that.
I don't want that either.
18 to 21.
Yes, right.
Okay, they're not decades down here. Okay. They're just by... Okay. Right. 18 to 21 is the wildcat.
Wild.
22 to 29 is the lynx.
The lynx.
Ew.
And then there we go to decades. 30, 39, puma. 40, 49, cougar. 50, 59, jaguar. And 60, 68, panther. There's a special age for 69. We're going to pass by that.
No, bobcat.
Why? Why? Oh, wait a sec. So John McCain's mother just died at 108. What was she?
She's a lion.
You're a lion?
But that would be a lioness. Cat. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. It sounds like a bunch of bad high school football teams.
All right, so... Here's the audio. This is a guy out in Utah, and he was on a trail. I lost the story. What I don't hear it is.
He was hiking in Utah.
Okay, in Provo. The guy's name is Kyle Burgess, 26 years old. Over the weekend, this past weekend, he's hiking in Slate Canyon in Provo, and he told the Deseret News that he saw four cougar cubs on the trail and then started... videoing with his phone. First of all, dude, don't you know if you see cubs that mommy is probably not far away and you don't want to be near little bitty cubs?
Oh, and she's going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah. And she was. And then the mother then comes into the picture for the next 6 minutes. This guy is trying to shoo off the cougar, all kinds of hissing and growling and threatening. And he's like, dude, this guy's calling the cougar mom dude.
This guy's such a weenie. Why don't you just knock that
great survival
out?
Skills.
And here's the video. Here's the audio. Listen.
I don't feel like dying today. I'm being scary. No, go away. No. No. Holy.
He's hissing.
Gosh, where's my gun? This is when I f***ing die. Stupid kitty cat.
Stupid kitty cat. I'm big and scary.
You're a scary kitty cat.
So that's the dude.
That thing was moody.
And it went on for 6 minutes. I mean, that's only 25 seconds, but it went on for 6 minutes.
The cougar was moody or the guy was moody on the trail?
The cougar obviously woke up on the wrong side of the cougar bed.
But you know, the guy's saying, hey, where's my gun? And, yeah, listen, if you're going to be hiking and if you're going to be in the wild... I've got property out in Colorado. I've got a bunch of land not far from Vail. And when I'm on the property, if I'm hiking my property, I've got a 45. That's the minimum to deal with a bear, you know? So
shoot that thing in the crotch.
What was that?
Yeah, but if you see a bear, you shoot that thing.
In the crotch, did you say?
Yeah, right in the wiener, don't you know? That's how you're supposed to do it.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 945. Got a pile of morons in the news here. Get to that in just a second. I don't have it yet, but we are going to have a little re-sing on the very end of our A Rosa Reina song. And wouldn't it be wonderful if the Rays put another one in the bag tonight and up 3 games to zip on the Houston Trastros, as you like to put it, Roxanne?
Oh, that is how I love to put it. And history is in their favor because when you go up 2-0 in the 7-game series, odds are they're going to keep going and move on to the World Series. Knocking on wood, not going to jinx it.
The AC or the ALCS, man, get my acronym right here. The ALCS game 2 score 4-2 over the Astros last night. And how about the Manuel Margot catch over the railing into, and you heard him what he said through the translator at the end of the game. Through the translator, he said that he was like mid air going over the railing when he realized that there was a little bit more of a drop down there than what he had expected.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he also had a 3-run homer too. So he's a hero across the board.
Baseball has been very, very good to me.
Where's he from? Is he? He's DR. No, no, he's
DR,
Cuba.
He's DR.
Oh,
no.
He's DR.
Yes.
Rosarena is Cuba.
He's a doctor too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For all you, Dominican Republic is the DR.
Oh.
All right? I've never been to the Dominican Republic.
I have not either. I want to go.
Yeah,
Neither have I.
I have not been to Hispaniola.
I think there's something on Groupon right now. You can get a quick trip over there.
Probably so. All right, so Magic Mark, our song parody guy, put this together. We're going to have him redo it. He said that he might have it by the end of the show, but I don't have it yet. But this is what he snapped together for a Rosarena.
Down 2-0, the 2-2 to a Rosarena. Lifted in the air to right field. Joyce going back. He looks up, and it is. Gone!
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy bueno. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena! Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy bueno. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena!
And he rips one into center field. That had good wood on it. Hicks, he's going back, he's at the wall, and she's gone! Randy Arozarena!
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy bueno. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena!
All right, so I have him redoing the ending, so it just would sound better with Agena versus just Agena.
Because it rhymes.
Yeah, Macarena, Arozarena,
Agena. You guys are picky.
That thing will stick into your head, man. That's going to drive folks crazy.
Can we get it to him and so he can play it as walk-up music?
Oh, that's true. We ought to get that to him.
And
absolutely.
He walks up like he does the dance as he walks up.
We can have that delivered to the Tampa Bay Rays.
A Rosarena. Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Sure like that.
So go Rays tonight. It'd be awesome to have a 3-0 lead on the Astros tonight going in. And then one more. They could put it away. And then the Rays are off to the World Series in sucky 2020 COVID year, you know?
To face either the Dodgers or the Braves.
Hey, before we get to morons in the news, did you see that the Trump-Biden election results for Florida might not be known on election night or even the next day?
They're already prepping us.
Oh, they are.
They have deadlines for when they have to report official results.
Yep.
And they apparently have a couple of weeks, right?
Well, we might not get final results on election night or might not even be late or early the next morning. Because of the number of mail-in ballots, there's just a massive increase in voting by mail, and that could put the kibosh on, you know, getting things tabulated. Because when you go to the regular polling, like I'm going, my polling place is Christ the King on Southdale Mabry. That's our polling place. I'm going on Election Day. I'm sure it's going to be socially distanced. Everyone's going to be wearing masks. But I like to vote on Election Day.
I do the same.
Even in the middle of a pandemic, I like to vote on Election Day.
And that says a lot coming from a germaphobe.
Absolutely. 100%. So we might not know the results. Oh, Tatum O'Neal.
I know.
We had the story yesterday. There was a report that Tatum O'Neal, the actress, I think she's beautiful.
I do too.
You know, even, you know, how old is she now? She is 56. And last pictures I saw her, I still think she's hot. I always thought that she was smoking.
What happened to her?
Well, she was suicidal, and there was a report that she tried to jump off the balcony of a home in Los Angeles back in the end of September.
And she's always been up and down with her substance abuse, even since she was a child actor. But it just is. Supposedly, she kicked her drug habit. She got in some legal trouble years ago, 10 or so years ago, but still problems,
what
obviously.
Happened?
But bless her heart.
She accidentally landed on her feet or something?
No, she didn't jump, Froggy.
Oh.
Though she didn't jump yet.
Okay. They de-escalated it.
It was a one-story house. She just walked out the window. She was like, okay, I'm fine.
I don't want her to jump. Hopefully, she gets the help that she needs. What else? Morons in the news, and then we'll get out of here today. Was this Tuesday? Busy day today.
Just a lot of stuff for a Tuesday.
It is. Just a lot of stuff today. So morons in the news. Did you see the guy that put razor blades into pizza dough?
I did not see
that.
That's
jerk.
Terrifying.
This is out of the Northeast, right?
Yeah. This is a former pizza company employee arrested. He was caught stuffing razor blades in dough that was sold at a supermarket in Maine. What the heck is wrong with, you know, with Halloween coming up, there's always been that urban legend about, hey, be careful, don't take apples from anyone from trick-or-treating because people put pins in apples, people put razor blades in apples. And I don't know if that's ever really happened.
I don't think so.
That's one of those urban legend deals, but if somebody hands you an apple, maybe you don't want to eat that, all right?
Thank you for the fresh fruit on Halloween, weirdo.
Here are some hot dogs for you.
I do know people give out the boxes of raisins, and that's always a bummer.
I'll throw that back in your face.
Their house. You don't give away raisins, do you?
This happened in Maine, Fester, so northeast. The food tampering incident was discovered. A customer purchased dough at a Hannaford. Hannaford was, remember when Sweet Bay was in the Tampa Bay area?
Yeah.
Hannaford and Sweet Bay, same company. Sweet Bay's gone. But my daughter's up in New Hampshire. They got Hannafords all over the place up there. And this was at a Hannaford supermarket in Maine. And someone bought the dough and discovered a sharp object inside the package. According to the SACO, is it S-A-C-O, SACO, Maine?
Yeah, SACO.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Near Portland.
It is, sorry.
Is it really SACO?
Surveillance footage showed a man, later identified as Nicholas R. Mitchell, tampering with the packaging of Portland Pie pizza products in the store. And police said that 38-year-old Mitchell was a former employee of It'll Be Pizza Company, which manufactures the dough. Oh, so he was trying to exact revenge by, he must have been fired, this putz.
He's lacing their store products with razor blades. That's awful.
What a piece of crap.
Pizza dough, first thing you do, you throw it on the butcher block and you start sticking your fingers in it. You slice somebody's hand out.
What a pizza crap.
That's funny,
nice.
Yeah.
But nice.
I think we ought to say goodnight, everybody. Don't forget, we've got the song of the day deal coming up with Mason later on. So the trip a day song to win a 3-day family staycation for four to Legoland here in Florida, $1,000 plus value. The song you want to listen for is Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks, and Mason Dixon will play that sometime in the 5 o'clock hour when you hear it. Just be the seventh caller and win on Q105. MJ Morning Show, folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We're loaded at MJMorningShow.com. Go take a look at all the videos, all the postings. David Dwarf in the hospital. MJMorningShow.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.